You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Clint Capella, you know him. Star of the NBA's Houston Rockets. He wants a contract worth $100 million. Apparently the Rockets initially offered much less than $100 million. But can they afford to lose Clint Capella, to losing Trevor Ariza as well? ESPN reporting Capella and the Rockets have been in negotiations over a new deal, and Capella's asking for a shuttle carrier's worth of money, as they put it. He wants a $100 million range. The Rockets' initial offer, Jordan, 4 years, $60 million. He's seeking 4 years, $100 million.
That's it?
Slight difference. Slight difference for sure. It's the Sports Hangover, hour number 3-800-998-1003 is the number to call. You can always tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. We've been going over a couple of lists from the NFL Network, ESPN as well, putting together a most talented roster. They got the Falcons as the second most talented roster in the NFL. Who is the second? Eagles number one. Are you ready to say Saints? Rams got a pretty loaded roster. Jaguars got a pretty good team. A lot of people nationally. Brian Enola East thinks the Jags are pretty good as well. Normally joins us on Tuesday out on the road this week, so he'll join us, I think, maybe on Friday. I'm sure he'll come in on Friday to enjoy a little food.
He's not coming tomorrow, or?
No, he's not. Yeah, I know he's missing out on their gargantuan. I don't even know if that's the name of it. The Harbor Bar and Grill will be there on Thursday, and on Wednesday, the Ground Patty. Tomorrow, over in Houma, 101 Bayou Gardens Boulevard. You going with the loaded baked potato, or you going with fries?
I don't know if I even want to go anymore because Brian's not going to be there.
Stop it.
I'm probably going to go with the regular burger with everything on it except for tomatoes.
So now no tomatoes and no bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah, that's what I said. Off the bench, 7 to 9 a.m. each and every weekday now, as Jody Collada and T-Bob Hebert have joined our lineup. Little Golic and Wingo in the mornings, what, 5 to 7 and off the bench. Then the Dan Lebertard Show from 9 till noon. Us all the way to 3 o'clock. And then, of course, Matt Mosconin after further review from 3 to 6 p.m. Today at 6 to 7 o'clock, you'll have the Kenny Farrell Show live from the press box up in the Pan American Stadium as they will take on the Georgia Revolution in the first round of the playoffs. The NPSL. So they will be going up at 7 o'clock if you want to go check them out over at Pan American Stadium. But the coaches show 6 to 7. It's Paul Boron and Jason Trosclair will have that for you, along with Coach Kenny Farrell, who will jump in and chat right before the match begins. In World Cup action, there are in the second half now. It's underway. France and Belgium. I thought that was just a highlight, Jordan, that they were showing of a kick over the net from Belgium. Both of these teams, they got to have at least, what, 10 shots on goal from what we've been able to see? Seriously, it's like a tennis match, man. I mean, they're really in possessions. It's just shots on goal. They go the other way. Shots on goal. They go the other way. It's been pretty amazing to watch as it's game one of the two semifinals, obviously, as the World Cup finals this weekend. Looking forward to England and Croatia maybe tomorrow, 1 o'clock. But France and Belgium, a lot of people kind of think the winner of this game could win the World Cup when the final is played. So Belgium, France going at it. We'll let you know. Obviously, you'll probably hear just Jordan just yell if it happens.
No.
Exactly. The other big soccer news in the world, Ronaldo moving on to Juventus, $100 million transfer fee. And it's something that's, I guess, hard for us to comprehend. In soccer, Jordan, you know, the initial club that has you, or you can't just get traded, right? And I don't think they have free agency, or I think It's just transfers.
I think it's just transfers. Right. I don't really keep up with soccer that much.
But you have to pay the club that he's leaving. $100 million. So it would be like the Lakers want LeBron James, they have to give the Cavs $100 million. That's a lot. That's a lot. Alabama linebacker Terrell Lewis has suffered a torn ACL. He missed 10 games last season with an elbow injury. So a torn ACL for him. Another loss there to the Alabama Crimson Tide. 11 games as a freshman, recorded 11 tackles. However, that elbow injury last year in the season opener against Florida State missed him, forced him to miss 10 games. They suffered a ton of injuries in that position group. Alabama did, a linebacker. Yet somehow they overcame it, Jordan, and still won the national championship. You know them. Alabama, Crimson Tide. We started the show by touching on the NFLPA's anthem policy grievance against the NFL. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, the NFLPA today filed a grievance and said, in order to avoid litigation, let's sit down and chat. You remember back in May at the owners' meetings, the NFL adopted a new anthem policy, which was, to me, came across and was sort of like, well, you know, it's just kind of anything, right? A little bit of everything, yet really nothing of substantial. I mean, you're required to go to the field, or rather not required. If you go to the field, you have to stand for the anthem, and that's players and team personnel. You stand for the anthem. If you don't, you get fined. The team can then fine you as well. As France is about to have a corner kick. Goal!
Hey, Golasso!
Who? Say that again.
Good.
Okay, that's how you say it in France?
I guess so. That's what I just said.
Really? Goal is goal?
There's some. Wait.
Well, I tell you what, you've learned a lot France.
Wait. Objectif.
Yeah, that's not even remotely the same. You saw what he did there, Joey?
Le goal.
Exactly. It's like people try to learn Spanish. You put L or something, right? L football, L microphone. You just want go. You try to make it sound French when the word is nothing like the word goal. It's objectif.
That means like goal.
That's
objective. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Objectif.
No, stop it.
S'il vous plaît.
You're failing your French class. I mean,
I should have a B in it right now.
Have a B in it?
Suck it.
Tell me, do you have a ring? I would, of course, tell you more.
Exactly. This is Jordan speaking French right here.
Vous avez tort.
Are you
You know what that means?
Of course I'm all right.
You are wrong.
Say it again.
Vous avez tort.
Now he's throwing French on me. Anyway, France now leads 1-0 over Belgium. Back to what I was saying, the NFL grievous. See, this is much more interesting, isn't it? I'd rather watch this. But, so the NFL policy is simple. If you walk out, you got to stand. If you don't walk out, you have the option to stay in the locker room, right? But if you walk out, you have to stand. If you don't stand and you're out, you get fined. But you can stay in the locker room. Anyway, the NFLPA is like, that's fine and dandy, but you never ran it past us. So it violates the collective bargaining agreement. So we need to talk about this. At this point, what are you trying to accomplish if you're the NFLPA here? Are you trying to avoid fines if you do so or not? Is that what you're trying to do? One easy way, obviously, to avoid all of this is everyone stays in, right? I mean, Mike Golic brings this up all the time in Golic and Wingo. What was it, up into 2000, early 2000s?
I was just born.
Well, what I'm saying is teams weren't required to go out the locker room for the national anthem. Probably a lot of people don't know that. But before, 2000-something, or if not 2000 itself, teams were in the locker room. I guess we can throw that out there. Now, copy and paste the NFLPA story on this, Jordan. But,
treat me like a child.
As a fan, what do you think the policy should be? Well, make it a poll. Like, do you want to see the teams out there for the national anthem?
Okay.
Should we even play the national anthem before a sporting event. And should a player be punished for not participating during the national anthem?
Bien maître.
Who?
Bien maître.
What is that?
All right, master.
Ooh, I like that one. Say it again.
Bien maître.
That sounds even better. There it is. Ah, yes. See, I was going to be forced to give you the guillotine there. See what I just did?
Now you're a wrestler?
Let him eat cake.
No. No, not a wrestler. The guillotine. It's kind of a...
Oh, the thing that chops your
head
off?
Yes, it was kind of an important tool used during the French Revolution
the
there,
whopper
bud.
Chopper.
Exactly. The whopper chopper. Wrestler. Yeah, not a wrestler. It had nothing to do with pro wrestling.
Yeah.
There's a move named
with
the
anybody
guillotine.
That had money off with their heads during the French Revolution. Yes, trust me. People back in that day and age knew exactly what the guillotine was.
Ron Popeil invented it.
Yes. Exactly.
I think I just went over Jordan's head again when I said Ron Popeil.
I was going to mention a book that it was one of my favorite books growing up in school. Was it The Pumpernickel? What was it?
The Scarlet Pumpkin.
You're close. You're close to what I. You're close. It's the
I'm thinking of Daffy Duck.
No, but no, he went and saved, right? It was a guy that went and saved.
Right, he's like Robin Hood.
The Royals and stuff, yeah.
Right.
You mean the dog
from
in the well? Team.
No.
That's Lassie.
The what?
Oh, Lassie.
No! It had to do with the French Revolution.
Oh, okay.
The Scarlet Pimpernel.
What are you reading? Now I know why our youth is like this. Exactly.
Back to you, Gus.
Anyway, go ahead. Do that as a poll. What do you think the national anthem policy should be? Joey, what do you think? To me, honestly, if it's this much of an issue.
Dude, it wasn't popular till the Super Bowl. What's going on?
Right.
That's the only time we used to hear the national anthem because they went straight to Papa John's commercial or something.
Well, okay, here's what I'm getting at, right? Maybe I'm wrong in this, but it clearly seems like it means a lot more to fans than it does to the players.
I bet you
am I wrong in saying that? I mean,
no.
What I'm saying is they can't agree what to do, right? And I think the NFL, the NFLPA doesn't want to be fined for it. The fans are the ones that are... We've had people call and say the national anthem thing is why they're not watching games, right? So it clearly means more, I think, to the fans, and that's fine. No one's saying they're not doing the national anthem anymore. So I'm saying if you have players that don't want to do it, put it to a vote as a union, and if the union comes up and the majority is, you don't come out, you stay in the locker room. You know? You still have the ceremony and you still have the anthem sung and everything before a game, and then you introduce the two teams. Would you be okay with that, Jordan, as a fan? Or do you have to see Drew Brees and Sean Payton standing on the sideline? Like, I don't.
I don't like joining the discussion of this, but I'll say you do whatever you want to do.
No, Lord, I'm talking about as a fan.
As a fan.
Like, what do you want to see right before a game? Do you even want to see the national anthem be played? I think I have no problem with that. I like it.
I don't see what the big deal is with it.
I mean, ask me. I like it. If the players can't all come together, then don't just stay in the locker room. I guess what I'm saying is, like, it shouldn't bother me one way or another who's out there or not. But if it is making it an issue, tell you what. Here it is. Time now for the national anthem. Boom. We stand and do it. Then the teams come on out.
Well, it is a business. It's not what we want. It's whatever. Whoever owns the NFL.
No. See, I disagree with you on that because I think because of the fan reaction, the NFL has no idea what to do because of the fan reaction. So that's what I'm saying. As a fan, what do you want? Do you want to see your team stand out there? Do you care if they're out there or not? And do you even want the national anthem before a contest starts? My thing is, I like it. Great. They don't, or they can't all agree as to what they should. Then just don't come out. Stay in the locker room, right? And the home of the brave. Boom. And now here come your New Orleans Saints. You know what I'm saying? No harm, no foul that way.
But Gus, have you ever noticed how many go to the concession stand during the national anthem?
Yeah. Oh, here's a question for you. Mm. Do you come to a standstill? If you're in the concourse and you hear the anthem, do you stop or do you keep walking? Because I've seen this. People only stop doing what they're doing and come to a standstill if they're in the seating area. But people in the concourse and stuff, are still walking around during the anthem, Joey. That's a good point.
Correct.
No, it's serious. Like, I always, same thing with me. Like, I stop, right? But I guess I was brought up in totally, if you right. hear it, you just stop.
Right.
Out of respect.
And you see my hairstyle.
Yeah.
Okay? The color of my hair is meat.
Yeah.
Which means no hair.
Yeah.
When I take off my hat, mm-hmm. they protest. But, no, I come to a stop, but not if I, and I'm gonna be honest, you know, mm-hmm. if I'm going to get a dog or, you know, a bear or
right.
going to the restroom, and trust me, if I'm going to the restroom, I will not stop and sing the national anthem.
You know what? Let's do that because we're putting a lot of the onus on the players here. Ask that at ESPN Radio Nola.
Yeah.
Do you come to a stop during a game when the anthem is played if you're not in the seating area? I'd love to know that, honestly.
And I wish they'd scan.
It's here. It's like, yeah, right. I mean,
scan
the
camera,
you're a great
people
point.
Are talking.
It's not just concessions. You could be hitting the restroom.
Yeah.
Right? Or you're still making your way to your seats. But if you're in the concourse area,
so you take
making
your
way
away?
Around, do you come to a stop? I think you're yeah. supposed to.
If not, they take your tickets, right? That's
no,
the penalty?
No, I'm just saying, because if that's the case, should we do like they're doing now and shame people and yell at people at restaurants while they're having dinner?
Well, just stand up. Shame
yeah,
us not.
Yeah. Do we
stopping.
Shame you? Do we yell at you now this year?
Cross
if
the border,
anthem is
over
playing,
the wall.
And do we shame you, take a picture of you on Twitter and post it? Because that's what we do with players.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that's what we do with players, right?
You are correct.
I mean, if there's a player kneeling or sitting down, that person's face and picture is on social media. This person sat down. And then we blast them. So,
and they moved to another state, yeah.
Right. So this year, during a game, if people are moving in and around the area and have not stood still during the anthem, we take our phones out. Well, wait a minute. If I'm taking my phone out, am I not moving? Am I allowed to do that? See, then am I committing the same crime that I'm going to
you
be
are.
Snapping a picture
so
of
you, if
somebody and shaming them
walk
on social media?
Walk out the stadium. Walk out the stadium.
Okay.
And when the national anthem's finished, you walk back in.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, could you imagine that? No, it's true, though, right?
Yeah.
The next time the anthem is playing, just to kind of feel what it's like to be a player.
I know it's just starting now.
I know.
I cannot wait for the first game. There's going to be so many flashes. It's going to look like the paparazzi in the Superdome.
That's right. Got to stop. I don't care if you're mid-step. Just stop. I think you're supposed to stop, honestly. I'm having fun with it, but I think you're supposed to stop.
All right, I'm going to see if this is worded correctly.
Oh,
guys.
There we go. Okay.
So we don't have another
just pay attention,
problem.
Joey, so we don't get in trouble.
All right.
Do you come to a stop mm-hmm. when you are in the concessions area when the national anthem is played?
Very good.
I think that's worded appropriately.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Ridiculous.
Okay, good. Send it. Yes or no? I think you're supposed to, actually.
But
I'm telling you, 85% of people don't. No, it's just funny, though, because, again, I'm not trying to start anything. But if we're going to shame people for not standing up.
Shame on us.
You know, but, I mean, again, I get it. One is to protest things. And the other, I guess, you're just too hungry. Or you're going to the bathroom. I don't know. But I'm just saying, it is funny how it all works that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I mean, when's the last time you have yelled at somebody for not standing still during the anthem?
Yesterday. Forget the men who
died. And thank y'all for standing.
Uh-oh, we were sitting.
Okay.
I didn't know I was supposed
it's
to
stand radio.
For that. It's not the anthem.
It's radio. You know. You could have lied.
I remember when we first started the show, Larry Holder would play this every, you know, 4th of July around then. He did not like the Slee Greenwood. I mean, he can't stand it. I'm like, what are you, a communist?
He doesn't like the song.
Hates it.
They don't stand for the anthem.
I say at the top of my lungs.
Seriously. When
I bet
I say
you in Philly they stand
it,
for this.
He thinks he's pandering.
Yeah.
I mean, he went on a rant one day.
Wow.
And I'm like, so we just started playing the Russian national anthem. I mean, he's clearly a communist. I mean, how can you not like that song?
I think of Ivan Drago.
Darren on Twitter says, I think it should not be played at sporting events, the national anthem.
Want me to read what Michael said?
Sure, go ahead.
I say, if I get caught in the restroom during the anthem, I stop peeing out of respect.
That's total control.
That's a lot more control than we needed to know.
Do you think they stand in Philadelphia for this?
No, it's a serious question. There you go. I like that. That's a good one. Especially when you hear the entire stadium go. I like when our stadium goes who that.
Yeah.
We could do something so
the only
better.
Problem, though, is we only do it really at the start of the game. You know, when we start the who dat chant. We need it needs to be more soccer-like. We need to be going who dat throughout the game, like on a big interception or something. We need to You need to do something better this year. Only we will on focus defense. On this. We'll focus on it. No, offense, too. We need to hoot at a lot.
Why on offense?
I don't know. When you score a touchdown, yeah, you don't right, get excited. Right, well, you want to hoot at?
You're going to start hoot at in the middle of our offense so Drew Brees can't hear?
After you, oh my, why do we have to explain by steps with you?
You said why not on offense?
This really
offense
isn't
just scoring.
Yes, it is actually. When they score, there's a first down or a big play.
I know what you're saying.
Breeze to Thomas. Oh, and it's caught down at the 25, a gain of 42.
Hey, put it into context for me. Hey, remember we just had this problem yesterday. I thought you would have learned.
Well, I would have figured you would know what context I'm talking about. Clearly, Jordan, I'm not asking.
After a touchdown.
I'm not asking for 70,000 to start hoot-atting in the middle of Drew Brees' cadence.
You said, why not on offense?
That's it. You know.
You might not have been wrong yesterday, but today, sir, you are wrong.
I can't even understand. I just sometimes.
After a touchdown, fans, why not just say who that? That's all you had to say? On defense, it's the whole way through.
Cha-ching.
You know what? I'm turning off your mic.
No, you're not turning off my mic. Oh, here we go. See?
Differences in Russia before the games if you don't stand to
Does
shoot you.
Does it make me bad that I kind of like, I like that song?
It's a nice song, but in Russia.
It is. It sounds like, you know.
Yeah, a national anthem.
Yeah, it really does.
But if you don't stand in Russia to shoot you, so
yeah.
that's
no,
the fine.
No, exactly right. It's a little more real. All
Sit
right, so
down.
Look, look, in all honesty, Darren says on Twitter it shouldn't be played at it. And again, it wasn't required that the players are even out there and stuff like that. But we've had the national anthem at sporting events, what, high school games, college games, the works. Are you like Darren? Do you feel like it shouldn't be played? When would you play the national anthem? Like, I'm trying to think of another event. Really, I would say, honestly, sporting events is when you hear the national anthem. I mean, I might have just gone like brain dead. I'm trying to think of what's another time you actually hear the national anthem?
Olympics.
It's a sporting event.
Oh, not a non-sporting event?
Non-sporting event. When's the last time you heard the national anthem?
Naked Gun.
Sporting event.
Oh.
Dodgers game. See? I'm serious. I might have gone brain dead here, but I'm trying to think.
Ooh, the classroom, Gus. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah,
when did you hear the national anthem in the classroom?
Oh, is that the...
That's the Pledge of Allegiance, I mean, people are trying
to, like,
ban out.
Oh, we had the national anthem on intercom in school.
I think there's some schools that do the national anthem.
We used to do it.
The national anthem?
Yeah, on the intercom.
Really?
You really?
I don't think I've ever been in a school where they play the national anthem.
Oh, we had to, or we were punished.
No, it's a serious question. I'm trying to think of another event or something else that you actually hear the national anthem.
Not a tennis
to Darren's question here, if it's not a sporting event, when do you actually hear the national anthem?
I heard one person do it at a concert, or one performer would say, let's do the national anthem first.
Oh, one time it wasn't a sporting event. There was a fight going on at the daiquiri shop when we played music, and one of the guitar players started playing the national anthem. Everybody stopped. They stopped the fight, and everybody just stood there and sang it.
We could start doing it before the show, Gus.
I'm honestly trying to think of...
I can't think of anything other than...
Than a sporting event. It's kind of tied to it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
It's kind of tied to it.
I've never seen it now before we start the movie after the previews with everyone arise in the theater for the national anthem. No.
I mean, baseball, it's right before the game.
During a commercial.
They do it in basketball.
During a commercial.
Right, with the teams... lined up on the court.
Does NASCAR do that?
Absolutely.
But when they do it?
They do it right before the drivers get into the cars and start the engines.
Okay.
So they're lined up next to their cars.
Okay. Golf?
I do not think they do it in golf. I'll have to ask Charlie Ricks.
Okay, we have to ask Charlie.
I don't think they do it in golf. Now, I don't know if they do it like before the first group tees off. But I mean, because that's sort of like an all-day thing.
So what
but
you do?
They may do it right before the first group tees. I don't know. Maybe they play it over this loudspeaker. Yeah. I don't know.
I'd be scared to ask Charlotte because he said they probably have to walk into clubhouse. Those that don't want to stand.
Honestly, I don't know. No.
No, I don't know.
I don't think they walk back in the clubhouse.
Yeah, get in the clubhouse so we can find you. No, I don't know any other event.
I'm trying to think of something other than
a sporting. The NFL.
Right?
Yeah.
Singing it with the lads, you know?
Just
hanging out with the lads, and all of a sudden you just start singing the national anthem. This happened a few times, huh?
What?
Just with the lads.
Yeah.
You just start singing the national anthem. Never had that before?
I have no idea. What are you talking about?
Like under a tree?
It's like
bunch
you just
guys.
Like with a bunch of guys, and you just start singing the national anthem.
Like I'm just sitting at a place having a beverage, and just start singing the national anthem?
Yeah. You've never done that before?
No, zero times.
Try it and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
See if people keep eating.
Oh, and I found out what pizza it's called, a spinach artichoke pizza.
No, that's it for Jordan.
That's a dip.
Spinach artichoke pizza is not a dip.
It's a dip.
It's not. It's also a pizza.
No, it's a dip.
I'll bring you one from Casino's Pizzeria across the lake in Mandeville.
It's a dip or it's like some appetizer. It's not a pizza. I know they make it. Don't tweet at me. I know you can
tweet
order it.
Tweet at him.
But no.
Tweet at him.
Real pizza
he
eaters
to get
don't
crushed.
Get spinach and artichoke on a pie. It's an appetizer or a dip.
Stop it.
Ridiculous. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. What is Willie Sneed saying? I don't understand this. What's going on here? Why is Willie Sneed throwing shade at your New Orleans Saints? I don't know if you want to be doing that. I don't know if you want to be doing that. Sports Hangover continues next. I'll tell you what he just tweeted out there. When we come back, you're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. 7 o'clock, Pan American Stadium. Coming up, top of the hour is Matt Moskonen after further review. And then at 6 o'clock, it's Jason Trostclair, Paul Boron, and head coach Kenny Farrell's show of the Jesters. He's going to stop on in right before they kick it off their playoff game against the Georgia Revolution. CM Rob at ESPN Radio NOLA says, I agree to Darren's tweet where he says it shouldn't be played at a sporting event, the national anthem. He says, I agree, and I'm sure some folks will say the NBA players stand, but the NBA players are treated as partners by owners on top of the fact that the NBA commissioner has his players back. Social issues, and has allowed them to protest without fining them. I've talked about this a lot with Brian in Ole East already. The NBA has a policy, you stand. Not a peep. Not a protest. Not a LeBron, I'm out, I'm not playing, nothing. Matter of fact, before the beginning of the season last year, they sent out a memo reminding players of the policy. Not a peep. Why is the NFL an issue? I mean, think about it. I don't understand it. Now, in the past, you've seen players wear shirts to protest something during warm-ups. You've seen teams come out and do that. Not during a game. They haven't missed a game. Nothing from that nature. It's strange when you think about it. It is. It's like absolutely strange when you think about it. Why has there been no kerfuffle in the NBA over the national anthem? Yet in the NFL, I mean, this is the Players Association is filing a grievance over it. The owners had to have meetings over it. In the NBA, they said, you stand. All right.
The NBA is almost like a little community. Like, I feel like everyone's close-knit with each other. In the NFL, there's so many more players than the NBA.
Okay, but here's what I'm getting. It's crazy, though, because like, I hear that, right? I hear what you're saying. And a lot of times you hear, well, the billion-dollar owners are. How much you think the owners and NBAs are? I mean, they're not poor either. Why is that?
I think it's more open door in the NBA.
Is it because the players make more money?
I don't think so.
I think that has a large portion of it.
It probably has a portion of it.
I do too.
But I think
because
the NBA doesn't
because
keep
bums get guaranteed contracts. I'm just saying, let's be real here. I think the mutual respect is as good as the league does. And their TV revenues and all that, as good as guys that come off the bench and provide you for 4 minutes of action, but get a $20 million guaranteed contract. I think that has a lot to do with it. And I've been saying this, expect it. It's coming. It's on its way. And you're starting to see more and more players start to openly speak about it. They're going to want guaranteed contracts in the NFL.
It's happening soon.
I mean, they're going to. I said, I think you're going to have to come with the middle ground, midway point, and guarantee a portion of a player's contract. I think that will be the middle ground. But they're going to ask for it. There's no doubt in my mind the next CBA they're going to do it. There's no doubt. But I think that's a large portion of that. But there is a massive disconnect. I feel like there's a disconnect between the fan base and team ownership sometimes, or at least the league itself, right? With the commissioner. It is not even close or a question on how the players' union gets along with the commissioner in the NBA and in the NFL. It's not even close. There's a massive distaste between the two. But I just, again, Rob brings it up. I mean, the NBA, now look, they did strike. They did. Right? But they came to an agreement that a shortened season. Really, since then, though, you've seen them increase revenue, increase contracts, increase salary cap, and all that. And I think when people make money, both sides, they can come to an understanding on things. I just find it odd. Right? I mean, you don't hear any of this in baseball. NBA, why is it an issue with the NFL? Why can't they get it right one way or another? Now, what is getting it right? That's part of the problem here. I just threw out that question. A, what do you think the policy should be? Like I said, if it's an issue with the players amongst them, if I like it, or you like it as a fan, I mean, what's important to you as a fan? Do you like it? Because I asked last, going into the break, name me another event. Some people have chimed in saying, what about a high school or college graduation? But pretty much the anthem's tied to sporting events, isn't it? The Olympics.
Sports.
Competition. I mean, I'm honestly trying to think of something other than a sporting event that I've heard the national anthem. I can't think of it. Something other than a sporting or competition event. When have you just heard the national anthem?
What about the president being
inauguration?
Yeah.
All right, but again, that's an event. But yeah, all right, that's one.
Well, I mean, it's not. I don't think there's going to be just playing on the radio.
Right. No, I hear you, but that's what I'm saying. It's like it's almost it's tied together, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. Know if you'd like to chime in on it. Again, the NFLPA filing the grievance on there. Should they even have a policy? Or should players be allowed to do what they want? I know a lot of former players are like, yeah, I hear you, but at the same time, it's a private business. They can enact whatever rules they want. To a certain degree, I guess, right? At ESPN Radio, Nola, one of the things that we've also been following, as we said, the top quarterbacks, Jordan, in which division in football. So NFL Network comes out, all eight divisions. Bottom of the barrel is the AFC North at 8. AFC South, number 7. 6, AFC East. 5th, NFC East. 4th, AFC West. Jordan, number 3.
NFC South.
NFC South. Number 2 is NFC West. And per the NFL Network, the division with the best quarterbacks are?
The NFC North.
NFC South, 2 league MVPs. 3 Super Bowl appearances. A Super Bowl MVP. And last year alone, 3 teams in the postseason. And ESPN came out with a fraudulent list. The teams with the most talented roster heading into the season, the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending champs, number 1, and Jordan, number 2.
Your
Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons. Stop it. Why? I don't even know how you like this song. The Falcons, they fly, all up in the sky. They can't even carry birds, dream. Better.
Better.
Ridiculous.
You need to do the NFL Nation's predicts.
Yeah, well, we'll get to it. But I think the NFC South. Okay, so who do you have in the NFC North? You have
Aaron Rodgers. Mike Trubisky, right?
Yeah. Mitchell Trubisky.
And you have Stafford.
Matthew Stafford.
You have
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is that Trubisky's like the Jameis Winston. They cancel each other out.
And Aaron Rodgers, as I guess, just takes everyone high and above.
So what they're saying is Rodgers, Stafford, Cousins, you're taking those three over. How is the NFC West too? Russell Wilson? Garoppolo? I mean, the Cardinals have gonna have a rookie in Rosen. Stop it. So take him out. So you're going with Garoppolo, Russell Wilson, Jared Goff. Better than Noodle Arm, Cam Newton, and Drew Brees.
Hasn't Jimmy only won 6 games as a starter?
6 games apparently is good enough to help put the NFC West second. Mm. Are you taking Russell Wilson over Brees, Newton, or Ryan?
No.
No.
He might be better than Cam.
I'm taking Cam Newton. He can do more. I think he can do more.
He's not as accurate.
I think he can do more.
When
good Cam Newton is on, I'm absolutely taking him all day over Russell Wilson.
So you're going to have a spotty quarterback over an accurate and more consistent quarterback? Makes sense. I don't agree with you.
Okay.
That's fine. Stupidity.
I wouldn't call it stupid. Jeez.
You said you'd rather take a quarterback that's not accurate.
He can hurt you with his legs and he can connect with his arm.
Getting you legs will just only get you 10 yards and he's not going to be running it the whole time.
Dude.
All right, so like,
look, I get it. I get it. He's in the NFC South. I get it. And believe me, I can make fun of him as well, too. Believe me, towel wearing, you know, who knows what he's dressed in. I get it. But you're not going to tell me the guy doesn't have skill and talent.
It's Russell Wilson.
All right, so can you're also Russell run Wilson too. Fan. Okay, that's fine. That's one quarterback. Goff. Are you taking Jared Goff over Brees, Ryan, and Newton?
No. Just from this past year, he's better than all of our. No.
I'm just saying that's. I gotta put the NFC South too, competing for one.
You're putting our division at number two.
And quarterbacks right now they're ranked third in the NFL.
No, I know, but you're putting them at two. You said
I'm putting them at least two. Yes, they're better than the NFC West quarterbacks. I'm absolutely saying that the NFC South quarterbacks are better than the NFC West quarterbacks. I absolutely am.
So who's better?
In what? What's the question?
Who's number one if you're going to say that we're in the top two? Who's number two or number one?
Number one is the NFC North. That's what they have.
Yeah, but I'm asking you, who would you have at number one? You said they're at least in the top two. So if they were in the top two, who would be better than them? Or if they were two, who would be better than them?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Entitled.
You can't handle the truth.
See, here's the thing. I just defended Cam Newton over Russell Wilson. Is Cam Newton, though, better than Kirk Cousins and Stafford? Rodgers and Brees are on the same level. Some might even say Rodgers better than Brees. But
yeah, okay.
The battle then lies between Noodle Arm, Cam Newton, Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford. That's where that battle goes. Sports Hangover wraps it up next. I hear the music. Got it to break. interesting. Joey, what did you do?
It's spooky. I was just texting y'all.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard
got some bad weather here.
Heard the intro and then silence.
It's all Gus's fault.
No, that is completely yours. So one of the things we'll get into, obviously, tomorrow, we'll be live at Ground Patty in Houma, 101 Bayou Garden Boulevard, Bayou Gardens Boulevard over in Houma. Next week is SEC Media Days. So we're going to start looking, starting tomorrow, kind of some of the Power 5 conferences and then some of the other conferences here towards the end of the week. Some of the storylines going into it. I briefly kind of started the prep for that over the last 2 days, Jordan, over the weekend and yesterday. And seeing a lot of mounting pressure for Harbaugh over there in Michigan, win or else. There was a list that came out yesterday that, you know, we could talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. I kind of wanted to wait until we spoke about it at length. But it has to do with, you know, CBSSports.com. They do this all the time. They come out with the list of hot seat coaches. 129 FBS coaches. And Dennis Dodd come up with, you know, who's on a hot seat, who's not. The rankings or the rating is this. It's 0 through 5. 0 through 5. 0 is untouchable. There are 11 coaches that are untouchable. Safe and secure, that's the one rating. 41 coaches there. Rating 2, all good for now. 42 coaches in that area. 3, pressure is mounting. 19 coaches there. And 4, start improving now. 10 coaches live in that plane. And then the 5 rating. Win or be fired. 6 coaches are in that one. Charlie Rick's chiming in. I text him. He's never heard one played at a golf tournament, the national anthem. I think it's only just sporting events. Or mainly. I would say mainly. I'm sure it's played elsewhere. I can't think of any. But I would say sporting events. In which year, a national anthem. Anyway, so the cover of the article has Coach O and Colorado's head coach. Where would you say, remember, 5 is win or be fired.
26.
4 is start improving now. 3 is pressure is mounting. 2, all good for now. 1 is safe and secure. 0 is untouchable. What do you think Ed Ogeron is out of the 0 through 5?
4.
He's a 4. He is a 4. Start improving now. I don't know if that's really a big difference between 4 and 5, though, right? Or even 3? Pressure is mounting. Wouldn't you think pressure is mounting would be 4?
Yeah.
It's a little weird. But anyway, that's the ratings, how we did it. We'll talk about that. We'll talk a little college football tomorrow and focus a little bit on that. After further review with Matt Moscona is up next. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be on the road. The Sports Hangover live, 12 to 3 at the Ground Patty over in Houma, 101 Bayou Gardens Boulevard. Come out and have lunch with us. We'll see you then on ESPN New Orleans.